Murder Most Frothy, a coffeehouse mystery by Cleo Coyle, narrated by Rebecca Gibble. People can't buy a new car every morning, but they can buy a premium cup of coffee that puts a smile on their face. It's the democratization of luxury. $35 a pound and going fast. Baltimore Sun, 2004. Coffee is the common man's gold. And like gold, it brings to every man the feeling of luxury and nobility. Sheikh Abd al-Qadir, In Praise of Coffee, 1587. Prologue. Amid the scrub grass of the high beach dune, gloved hands gripped 7 pounds of bolt action. Through the Remington scope, the shooter scanned the faces on the mansion's expansive cedar deck. The typical Hamptons crowd was here. Ivy League wives turned interior decorators, captains of industry turned serial cheaters, vapid heiresses turned wannabe celebrities. There were cold-blooded lawyers, eager to please newcomers, megalomaniacal executives, and tone-deaf pop singers, all sipping frothy drinks and wearing designer casual with diamonds as big as planets, wristwatches as pricey as middle-class cars. Women bared too much or too little. Their laughter forced or non-existent, their attention on each other's clothing, on the faces in attendance, on the host's choice of artifacts. Men acted too bored or too eager, their focus on networking, for business or pleasure. The mantra always the same. Close the deal. Close the deal. And oh, the celebrities. They were here too, looking far less airbrushed than their cover shots on TV Guide and Entertainment Weekly. But those observations would only be whispered.